Growing up in Pakistan, I remember reading science fiction as well as some science books about time travel and, more interestingly, about the possibility of parallel universes. Of course, even then I knew it was next to impossible to prove the existence of any such parallel universe. But I knew that if any place in the world could prove it, it would be America. Little did I know how right I was and would see proof of it within my lifetime in 2006 in America. The only problem is that the concept of parallel universes does not get proven in the halls of Columbia University or MIT or some huge underground lab. Instead, the proof of parallel universes comes from the White House. The whole world sees a planet and a world at great risk from terrorism, global warming, crime and disease. But our president seems to see a world getting prettier every day from his rose garden colored eyeglasses. Iraq has become a black hole and Bush sees it as a shining star. North Korea is positively irradiating nuclear threats. Bush sees a glowing need for dialogue. Our pockets are on fire, fueled by gas at $4 a gallon. But Dick Cheney and Bush will not shed light on the secret meetings they had with Enron and oil companies that are killing us. In this parallel universe, we are told that oil prices are going up around the world and our oil companies are merely passing along the costs to us, the consumers. But ExxonMobil made the largest annual corporate profit in history, $36 billion in profit. I'm sure that's a coincidence. Our jobs are becoming outsourced and illegal immigrants are taking other jobs. But we are told things are great. In the parallel universe, Exxon paid their leaving CEO a retirement package of $400 million. That is the equivalent of almost $150,000 for every day he worked there. Now, you all know how opposed I am to the Iraq war, and I cannot stand those right-wing neocons and warmongers who cheer on the war in Iraq but did not ever serve in combat for our nation. This includes our president, his vice president, most of his closest associates, as well as many of the biggest TV and radio journalists who support the war and want us to keep our soldiers getting killed there. But in their parallel universe, they and their children did not serve this country, but they say anyone against the war in Iraq is not a patriot and not supportive of our troops. I was shocked and ashamed to learn that what President Bush's oil company friends paid the Exxon CEO in retirement money per day, $144,000, is about the money that we pay the family of fallen soldiers. In other words, this CEO of a company that is gouging American consumers and trying to wipe out our economic recovery, he makes in one day what an American soldier's family is given for that soldier giving his life for our country. Shame on those who want our soldiers to die, for Exxon and Halliburton to profit from our soldiers' blood. And shame on us for not speaking up, for not defending the lives of our brave soldiers, who unquestioningly serve with honor and pay with their lives. They expect us to be the ones to speak out for them, but we are failing. We are failing our soldiers, we are failing our nation. Every day that we do not speak up, every day we allow this administration and incompetent leaders to remain in power, unchecked, unquestioned, and unchallenged, is an extra day our nation will suffer the consequences for decades to come. Our soldiers suffer today. Their families suffer today and forever. Our economy suffers. And mark my words, if you and I, we as a nation, do not take action, do not even speak up, your children, our children, will pay the price. They will be called to serve in wars that only serve to enrich some companies friendly with future presidents and vice presidents. They will be called to their deaths to fight illegal wars. They will pay with their lives while you and I pay with our wallets. And that will not be in some parallel universe that does not affect you. It will be here, now, around you, around us. So, speak up, take action to defend this country from its own incompetent leaders. You owe it to your country, you owe it to our soldiers, you owe it to your children, and you owe it to yourself.